Second Chronicles, chapter 20. Sometime later, the armies of Moab and Ammon, together with the Meunites, went to war against Jehoshaphat. Messengers told Jehoshaphat,
"A large army from Edom, east of the Dead Sea, has invaded our country. They have already reached En-Gedi."
Jehoshaphat was afraid, so he asked the Lord what to do. He then told the people of Judah to go without eating to show their sorrow. They immediately left for Jerusalem to ask for the Lord's help. After everyone from Judah and Jerusalem had come together at the Lord's temple, Jehoshaphat stood in front of the new courtyard and prayed,
"You, Lord, are the God our ancestors worshipped, and from heaven you rule every nation in the world. You are so powerful that no one can defeat you. Our God, you forced out the nations who lived in this land before your people Israel came here, and you gave it to the descendants of your friend Abraham forever. Our ancestors lived in this land and built a temple to honor you. They believed that whenever this land is struck by war or disease or famine, your people can pray to you at the temple, and you will hear their prayer and save them. You can see that the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Edom are attacking us. Those are the nations you would not let our ancestors invade on their way from Egypt, so these nations were not destroyed. Now they are coming to take back the land you gave us. Aren't you going to punish them? We won't stand a chance when this army attacks. We don't know what to do. We're begging for your help."
While every man, woman, and child of Judah was standing there at the temple, the Lord's Spirit suddenly spoke to Jehaziel, a Levite from the Asaph clan. Then Jehaziel said,
"Your Majesty and everyone from Judah and Jerusalem, the Lord says that you don't need to be afraid or let this powerful army discourage you. God will fight on your side. So here's what you must do. Tomorrow, the enemy armies will march through the desert around the town of Jeruel. March down and meet them at the town of Ziz as they come up the valley. You won't even have to fight. Just take your positions and watch the Lord rescue you from your enemy. Don't be afraid. Just do as you're told. And as you march out tomorrow, the Lord will be there with you."
Jehoshaphat bowed low to the ground, and everyone worshiped the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohath and Korah clans stood up and shouted praises to the Lord God of Israel. Early the next morning, as everyone got ready to leave for the desert near Tekoa, Jehoshaphat stood up and said,
"Listen, my friends, if we trust the Lord God and believe what these prophets have told us, the Lord will help us, and we will be successful."
Then he explained his plan and appointed men to march in front of the army and praise the Lord for his holy power by singing,
"Praise the Lord! His love never ends!"
As soon as they began singing, the Lord confused the enemy camp so that the Ammonite and Moabite troops attacked and completely destroyed those from Edom. Then they turned against each other and fought until the entire camp was wiped out. When Judah's army reached the tower that overlooked the desert, they saw that every soldier in the enemy's army was lying dead on the ground. So Jehoshaphat and his troops went into the camp to carry away everything of value. They found a large herd of livestock, a lot of equipment, clothes, and other valuable things. It took them 3 days to carry it all away, and there was still some left over. Then on the fourth day, everyone came together in Berakah Valley and sang praises to the Lord. That's why that place was called Praise Valley. Jehoshaphat led the crowd back to Jerusalem, and as they marched, they played harps and blew trumpets. They were very happy because the Lord had given them victory over their enemies. So when they reached the city, they went straight to the temple. When the other nations heard how the Lord had fought against Judah's enemies, they were too afraid to invade Judah. The Lord let Jehoshaphat's kingdom be at peace. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king of Judah, and he ruled from Jerusalem for 25 years. His mother was Azubah, daughter of Shilhai. Jehoshaphat obeyed the Lord just as his father Asa had done, but he did not destroy the local shrines. So the people still worshipped foreign gods instead of faithfully serving the God their ancestors had worshipped. Everything else Jehoshaphat did while he was king is written in the records of Jehu, son of Hanani, that are included in the history of the kings of Israel.
While Jehoshaphat was king, he signed a peace treaty with Ahaziah, the wicked king of Israel. They agreed to build several seagoing ships at Ezion-Geber. But the prophet Eliezer warned Jehoshaphat,
"The Lord will destroy these ships because you have supported Ahaziah."
The ships were wrecked and never sailed.